W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Come on. Maureen and Charlie, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Lifeblood Engage. This is George G. Our guests today are the strong and powerful Maureen Pelton and Charlie Hartwell. They are the co-founders of the Shift It Institute. They're known as the Power Couple, helping people to transform into better versions of themselves. I'm excited to have you on. Maureen and Charlie, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
So our work is at the Shifted Institute is about igniting consciousness, inspiring human potential, and creating paradigm shifts. One of the ways that we do this that work is through the Bridge Builders Collaborative, where I'm the managing director and Maureen's a partner. We've been investing in startup companies in the space of mindfulness, consciousness, spirituality for the last 10 years. And we've been making a global impact through supporting entrepreneurs who are providing invitations for people to go deeper. So that's the primary work that I do.
And I'll answer our personal life. We are husband and wife, and we are conscious parents. We've raised three amazing 20-year-olds who are out in the world. And we are deeply committed to doing our own personal work and our own work as a couple and our own work with our family and parenting. And one of the key components to that is we've both been trained in nonviolent communication. So that's how we engage in the world. And our children were raised in it. And so they use it and don't even know it. That's the little trick.
Right. It's always kind of a trick to get somebody to do something to make them think it's their idea, right?
Yeah.
So nonviolent communication for my children. I have a 4.5-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. So if we could spend the entire time focused on that, that would probably be good. Just kidding. All right. So when you say conscious parenting or conscious, what do you mean?
Well, personally, what I mean is living in the present moment, knowing who we are, knowing our strengths and limitations, and accessing different levels of consciousness or different levels of energy. So intuition, innate goodness, intrinsic wholeness, seeing beyond the conditioning and entrainment and programming that we all endure. I mean, I know you have young kids. It's happening to them. They're little sponges.
For sure.
So it's really about rising below, because it's both and. It's going deeper within and expanding outward, but it's into more experience-based awareness versus thought-based knowledge.
What do you think about that, Charlie? Not necessarily what Maureen said, but just your thoughts in general.
Normally, when we're talking about parenting, just listen to her. She's the most amazing parent and has taught me a lot about how to be a better parent, because when I was raising my two kids from my first marriage, I was not a good parent. And I've learned a lot. I actually was a good parent. I didn't allow myself to be a good parent because of the situation I was in. And what I think the only thing that I would add to what Maureen said was, you know, allow the kids the permission to be who they are, regardless of what you think of it. Allow them to pursue and encourage them to pursue what their what they want to do.
The question was about consciousness.
Oh, sorry.
It's all good. No,
I was ripping
appreciate
on
that. It's all good. I think that you mentioned, you know, Charlie, you talked about how you very well could have been a great parent all the time, or the whole time you just didn't allow yourself to do it. And we talk about kids, and let's let our kids sort of be themselves. Is that the same as I am in every facet of my life as a 42-year-old man?
Well, I think so. I think a lot of people, if I'm understanding the question correctly, see if I get it right this time. A lot of people, you know, in their later years, they're still not following their passion. They still don't really know what their passions are, and they're scared to follow them because maybe their family will be upset. Maybe their partner will be upset. Maybe they don't think they're good enough or worthy to follow what is sort of their heart's calling. So I think it happens to people at all ages. But, you know, from a parenting perspective, if you can encourage kids at an early age, you know, to follow, you know, to follow and to allow them permission to do so, then they might not be in their 40s or 50s asking these questions.
Yeah, I appreciate that. How does one come to the recognition of this? Is it come on their own? How did y'all figure this out?
Well, interestingly enough, from a very young age, very young, I looked around at my family, who I love dearly, but I'm like, who are they and how did I land here? And I could be more different. And my mom, you know, she would say, you go to the beat of a different drummer. And, you know, when my dad met Charlie, he shook his hand and said, thank you for putting up with her. So I was already, you know, on a different path. And so that was helpful to me because it was easy for me to break out of what I would call the clan mentality and start in my, it started young in my teenage years and start looking around and saying, well, who am I outside of all of this conditioning from the family, the church, the system? But then at 21, I had a spontaneous mystical experience, and that's what changed my life and deepened my pursuit of understanding I'm an energetic being in physical form having a human experience. And so what people don't understand is that transformation means letting go of everything. You can't be attached to anything, and it's a messy process, but it's a beautiful process and it's worth it. And so that was my opportunity and blessing, is from a very young age. And then therefore I've held space. I've been a touchstone for thousands of people to do it, and have someone there for them. I kind of had to flounder and wander on my own for many years because it was 35 years ago. This was way before transformation was hip.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful unfolding and emerging if you can allow yourself to surrender to it.
What is the I'm sure that every aspect of this is really hard, and it's probably each aspect is harder for some people. Like, it could be, we could be talking about Charlie, and he could be going through this process, and the hardest part for you could have been dealing with leaving the church, or dealing with what your mom or dad said, or dealing with what your coworkers, the people at the club said. So, I mean, yes. I don't know if there's a question there anywhere, but I'll let you take it.
Yeah, for me. So I'll just tell a little bit of my own personal experience. I'm more stubborn than Marine. For me, in my family system, which was really screwed up, but the community we lived in thought it was the perfect family. My role was actually to sort of hold everything together in a system that had tremendous amounts of pain, bullying, mental health problems, et cetera, that nobody ever wanted to talk about. So for me, you know, my own transformation was ignited by death. And I'm stubborn enough where it took three forms of death: the death of my father and grandfather, who were my role models, the death of a business, the death of a marriage that had been dead for years, but I didn't recognize it. And that was my opportunity, 18 to 19, 20 years ago, to sort of say, okay, I need to find a different path. And that was my moment where I began to wake up.
Let's appreciate that very much. So I feel, do you think that most everybody has some kind of, I don't know if there's a term that you use, mask on or layers that we sort of put up?
Yes, of course. You know, we have the persona, a lot of people have the persona they project into the world. And that just, you know, it's based on experience, it's based on conditioning, it's based on what we think people want us to be. I mean, one of the challenges I've witnessed quite a bit in my 35 years is parents projecting their story, their narrative, their dreams onto their kids, and their kids becoming what they thought their parents wanted them to be. And then, you know, they're in their 30s or 40s or 50s and they're miserable. And they just became this persona they thought they were supposed to be. And there are many who with great courage walk away from all that. I mean, I actually had a client who was, I think, in their early 40s who was a journalist but had always wanted to be a doctor. And they went to med school in their early 40s. They were like, amazing. I became a journalist because of my parents, and this is really what I want to do. And I find a lot of that. And I witness a lot of parents doing it to their children, and they love their children. They're not doing it on purpose. But they think they know what's best for their child versus, I mean, if anything, what we need to do for our children is to acknowledge who they are and listen to them, because it keeps them connected to themselves. You see a lot of people out there disconnected from themselves because you start doubting yourself and you get to the point where you don't trust yourself. And the one thing we can give our kids and the people around us is to really acknowledge what their experience is, what their feelings are, what they need, because that keeps them connected to themselves.
You mentioned courage and that it requires courage to be able to take these steps. Life is full of risk and rewards, and I can 100% see where it takes courage to start doing this work. Do people say, well, how do I know that it's going to be worth it?
Yes, all the time. You know, there's this beautiful place where, you know, people are suffering and their life isn't working, or they know something's off, and they start to become more aware and they start to make changes. But like I said, they have to let go of things. And this is the moment where we go into what I call the abyss or the unknown. And we're sitting there letting go, knowing we need to let go more, but there isn't anything to hold on to. And what people really want is they want reassurance. They want to know that it's okay, you know, it's going to be okay once they get there. And so they sit in that place, and that's where the courage comes in, because a lot of people will say, I can't, you know, I don't trust this. I don't know for sure. This is uncomfortable. I'm kind of going to go back. But for those of us who stay in there, stay in the unknown, surrender, use our courage, as we let go, more is revealed and it comes forward, and it is so worth it. Anyone who's been through it will tell you it's so worth it. And yet it's that individual decision that needs to be made when we're in there, because it is the unknown. There's no guarantee. But I can say thousands of people, no one has regretted it. Everyone has benefited from going through it, that has had the courage to do it. I've never seen a bad experience.
Charlie, your perspective?
Well, I think Maureen, you know, has worked more with clients. I do more work of supporting companies. So I think her experience here with individuals is a lot deeper than mine.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Got it. We do crave that certainty, right? We just want to know, but the courage and taking that leap of faith I suppose that decision right there, whether I'm going to stay with this or I'm going to pull the ripcord and get out of it, that's going to be the determination of whether or not you come out on the other side of it. So,
And that's why I want to add again that being able to trust yourself, to be connected to yourself, which is essential, that if you have that, then you can do it. You can pull the ripcord. I find with adults that it's the not trusting themselves that stops them. Mm-hmm. And that goes way back, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show.
Yeah. How long does this process usually take?
Well, it depends.
Nope, I want a binary answer.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, it depends upon how much resistance you have.
Yeah, so it could take a really, really long time. It depends on how committed you are to the work in the first place.
Right.
And the role of having people around you that can support you through this. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, that's the first question I ask people or groups or organizations I work with who want to go deeper is, what is your support system? Because if they don't have it, that's the first thing we do is start to develop it. And what I've also witnessed is the people who love us the most, really, the people who love us the most are the most resistant, and it's unconscious. But what's happening is if you're changing, they don't know what to do. They're familiar and comfortable with how you've been. And so as you start to change, they have their own reaction to that. So really working with people to understand who are those people in your support network or who are just having a reaction but want the best for you, and those people who are in your support network who are going to manipulate's a strong word, but they're going to sabotage or manipulate your growth. You have to discern those people and build the support around the people who are going to be with you. But the interesting thing is, as you start to grow and change, people start to show up to support you if you're really willing to do the work. And I see that's the synergy, that's the synchronicity of this path, is more and more people show up and you find more and more people. And you know, a big part of our work is about community and connection. I mean, with our initial investments, it was about mindfulness and going deeper and, you know, getting focused and being aware of our stories and our reactions. And then you get to the point where, okay, I'm more centered and balanced, but now I need community. And that's a big question in our field right now, is how do we really build authentic community? How do people find the communities there that resonate with them? It's essential.
Yeah, that's certainly what I found. Any kind of real and lasting change that we're trying to make needs to be reinforced and helped along by a supportive community. So I appreciate that. Charlie, just tell me a little bit about your work with companies.
Yeah, so we began investing in companies 10 years ago. We were really the first investment group focused on this space. And we made investments in companies that today, for many people, have become household words. A company like Headspace or Insight Timer. We've invested in mindfulness apps. We've invested in digital therapeutics. These are software that are actually being approved by the FDA to treat conditions or to work alongside the medical system or pharma, you know, to improve results. And what's happened is, through the work at Bridge Builders, like, there's been a whole global movement or industry really created, through some of these companies and then many other companies that have formed to help people to, you know, first of all, I'd say reduce their stress. That was our initial companies were really around stress reduction. And now we're going deeper in companies that really helped, you know, create, like Maureen was saying, authentic communities or deeper invitations to self-reflection, so that we can encourage people to get on this path of transformation and to to sort of follow their own path. So we've invested in startup companies it's akin to venture capital, where we invest in sort of Series A type companies, and then our impact is that we create global scale, and in doing that, we create abundant companies.
Outstanding. I love it. Well, Maureen and Charlie, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
To me, I think we've been talking about it. My tip is, if you're feeling called to a different path, follow that path. Follow that path. Have the courage to transform.
And my difference-making tip is presence. Being totally present in the moment, paying attention without judgment, and really deeply listening to yourself and to the other or others. And that ability to be deeply present will allow you to be in the synergy and synchronicity and trust yourself.
Well, I
can't stress it enough.
Yeah, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets come on. Maureen and Charlie, thank you both so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Our website is shiftit.com. The Bridge Builders website is bbcollaborative.com. You can also find Maureen. She's a teacher on Insight Timer. And so you can find her work there. What?
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Correct. So those are three places to find us.
I love it. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Maureen and Charlie your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to shiftit.com. Check out bbcollaborative.com and also find Maureen Pelton on Insight Timer as well. Thanks again, Maureen and Charlie.
Thank you, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.